T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we mentioned, there have been many rallies filled with speakers, including George Floyd's family member, clergy, local dignitaries. Here in the city, council member Brad Lander has been in the attendance at many of those demonstrations, even appearing with public advocate Jamani Williams during the big rally yesterday, where the two were concerned about some heavy-handedness on part of the NYPD. Brad Lander joining me on the 1010 Wins hotline with a bit of insight. Good evening, councilman. How are you tonight, sir?
Good evening. It's good to be talking with you here 13 minutes past this absurd curfew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you've been pretty virtually vocal, if you will, on Twitter with your thoughts on how police are handling things and how they're handling people. In one of your latest tweets that I read today, you've called this the most anxious time our city and country that you can remember. Share your thoughts with us, Brad.
Well, look, I mean, you know, this is a very profound time, you know, and obviously, we, you know, everyone having spent all the time in the COVID lockdown is was on edge in all kinds of ways. But the killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor just opens our eyes to the challenges of abusive policing and systemic racism. And all around the country, people are seeing that. And people are angry, and they want to be out in the streets expressing rage and demanding change. And that's what's more American than demanding change against racism and calling for something better. And, you know, if what would be happening here was just helping enable people to do that, to express their opinions nonviolently, you know, we'd be in a different situation. Obviously, there must be policing where there's looting or where there's, you know, breaking of storefront windows or property crime. Mm-hmm. But that's not what's going on right now. The imposition of this curfew is mostly an imposition on people's rights to free speech and peaceable assembly in the First Amendment. So I've been out in the streets with the protesters. It's a beautifully diverse group of young people. Yeah, last night, public advocate Jamani Williams and I were out with the group for about 2 hours. Really nonviolent march throughout Brooklyn.
I understand you saw some things or some things went down that you didn't particularly care for with regard to how the police were handling people. What did you see?
Yeah, and I guess first I'd like to say I really think the fault is with the curfew, is with the mayor, even, you know, before, because, you know, before you get to the NYPD activity. Like, the curfew is designed to force conflict. People aren't going to be inside at 8:01. So what happened last night, you know, we were marching around through downtown Brooklyn for about 2 hours. You know, it was at, not until after 10. We were in Fort Greene. We turned from Fulton Street on to Washington Ave. And right at that corner, all of a sudden, for no reason at all, a set of officers in riot gear from all sides, like, burst into this crowd of nonviolent marchers, threw a couple to the ground, started making arrests. And then the next thing we knew, we were hemmed in with a sort of phalanx of officers on either side, with this whole group of protesters stuck in the middle of Washington Avenue and nowhere to go. And it was a very tense situation, and really felt like right on the edge of, you know, of arrest and violence. And thankfully, it didn't go any further. But it was really quite disturbing.
Okay, so speaking of not going any further, let's get right down to it, Brad. A shooting or chokehold killing, and then a march, and then a talk, and then are you in our prayers, and then nothing, until the next one, shooting and a chokehold killing. What will it take for this to end? How do you see this ending? What would fix this?
I mean, look, you're asking the right questions, and this has happened time and time again, you know, and I've been thinking of that James Baldwin quote, you know, you've taken my grandmother's time and my mother's time, my father's time, my brother's time, my sister's time. How much time do you want for your progress? And that's what people are crying out for. Now, we're starting to see some inching toward change. You see in the city council, in the state legislature, and calls even on Congress for real meaningful change, cries not just for a little reform, but for fundamental restructuring, for reducing the amount of money we spend on policing, for demanding real accountability, for outlawing chokeholds, you know, for trying to get at the root of this problem. But the root of the problem runs very deep. This is unfortunately deep in the DNA of the country.
Well, one thing you recommended in a tweet that I saw from you today involved an NYPD hiring freeze. What would that look like, and what purpose would that serve?
Yeah, well, so first let's remember that we're facing a giant fiscal crisis as a result of the COVID pandemic. So we have a revenue loss of, you know, about $9 billion. So the mayor has recommended for next year a hiring freeze on almost every position in New York City. Next year, we won't be hiring new teachers, new mental health counselors, new social workers, new parks workers, new youth workers. There's only two areas that he exempted from that hiring freeze. One makes sense. It's like our health and hospitals. We should be hiring new nurses to help us deal with COVID when a nurse retires. But it does not make sense to exempt the NYPD from that hiring freeze and hire 2,300 new police officers when crime is low, and when that $200 million we're going to spend, we could be using to save some of those essential youth services, essential health services. And that is a real starting place.
Okay, final notes here. Cy Vance, as you've heard, says he won't prosecute people arrested for breaking curfew, which you mentioned, we mentioned, which leads to the question, why arrest anyone in the first place? You say what? Curfew, do we need it?
Amen. I mean, why arrest anyone? And it's, you know, look, if someone is engaged in a bad activity, if they're looting, if there's someone committing a crime, then they should be arrested. But if people are peacefully protesting or exercising their free speech rights, to make that an activity that gets them arrested, maybe roughed up, held at one police plaza where some people have been as long as 60 hours, even though you're supposed to not have to wait more than 24. Not only is it wrong and potentially unconstitutional, but it's just really counterproductive. It is elevating the cycle of conflict rather than bringing it down.
Okay, and you'll be out this weekend as well with protesters, rain or shine?
I'm out tonight, and it's raining here. I was with a group in Sunset Park, and I'm here at Barclays Center right now, and I can actually see a group of marchers coming down Flatbush, and I'll look forward to joining them and trying to make sure that things go as smoothly as they possibly can.
Okay. City Council Member Brad Lander, you're always welcome here, sir. We appreciate you stopping in to visit with us. Be safe.
It's an honor to be with you, and I thank you for your time.